Today in Hartford, Connecticut, the quest for justice revolves around decade-old DNA evidence, while unexpected heroes emerge in a highway rescue.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Leah.
And I'm Garrett. You're listening to Laid Back Local, the news of the day with Leah and Garrett, broadcasting from Hartford, Connecticut. All right, let's dive right in. First up, we've got a tale of detective work that would probably make Sherlock Holmes tip his hat.
DNA on a beer can? That's a wild twist in a case that seemed to have slipped through the cracks.
Right? So we're talking about Sunny Barber from Plainfield. Back in 2020, there was a home invasion in Canterbury. Fast forward to now, DNA found on a beer can at the scene finally points to Sunny.
It's amazing how forensic science, with those tricky little DNA strands, can breathe new life into cases that go cold.
Exactly. Initially, they had to pause the investigation due to lack of leads until this breakthrough with sophisticated DNA matching techniques.
Barber claims someone could have stolen his hat and worn it during the crime. But with DNA evidence being so compelling, that's a real uphill battle.
That's the thing, right? Cold cases get a chance for justice with these forensic advancements.
Totally. This story resonates with anyone following justice systems. Cases that once seemed resolved find fresh avenues all thanks to science. Let's hope truth prevails.
All right, let's roll on. What's next on our list?
Here's where we go next. Heroic bystanders stepping in to help at a dramatic rollover crash on I-91 in Middletown.
Now that's something to chew on, huh? Ordinary folks jumping into a dangerous situation. Just incredible.
So there was this accident, and before fire officials even arrived, bystanders had pulled the drivers to safety. It shows real courage and selflessness.
The community spirit shines through. That kind of bravery is, let's say, off the beaten path. It's stuff like this that keeps our faith alive in humanity.
Let's give a shout out to those unsung heroes. We can't forget how pivotal their actions were in ensuring the safety of those involved.
Let's move ahead. You ready for some sports news?
Oh, absolutely. What have we got?
Let's shed some light on this. Paige Buchers and Sarah Strong are making waves by being listed on the Wooden Award Top 20 watch list.
That's huge news. These women are not just elevating UConn basketball, they're setting the bar for athletes everywhere.
We're witnessing greatness in action. Paige Buchers, having already claimed the award as a freshman, and now Sarah Strong, who's one of the youngest names on that list.
It speaks volumes about women's sports and their impact. For younger athletes, they're paving the way and proving that hard work and talent truly pay off on the national stage.
Let's keep it moving. Next up, religious news out of Norwich. Interesting stuff here.
Monsignor Richard F. Reedy is our new Bishop of Norwich, thanks to Pope Francis.
Exciting times for the diocese, plus a few challenges. Reedy, with his background from Worcester, certainly has his work cut out for him.
It's about steering through the legal and financial challenges, especially after past issues. But his academic and service background might be just what's needed.
That's a solid point. He seems well equipped to handle these challenges. Could be an era of fresh leadership and renewed community trust.
Okay, let's move on to our last story of the day, one involving our furry friends.
Here's one for all animal lovers. The Vernon Pet Pantry is calling out for canned cat food donations.
The increasing demand has outpaced donations. They've partnered with Hockenham Valley Community Council and set up drop-off locations.
It's a reminder of the power of community care. Even a small can of cat food brings a lot of comfort to those in need.
Let's rally around this cause. Every contribution counts. Together, we can make sure no pet goes hungry.
That's it for today's recap. Thanks for joining Laid Back Local, the news of the day with Leah and Garrett in Hartford. Stay motivated, stay informed, and come back tomorrow for your latest local update.